It is now time for game two of our doubleheader broadcast of Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. If you've missed any part of this broadcast or want to revisit any of our Bomber Basketball broadcasts, be sure to go to our website at ktlo.com and click on Bomber Sports under the tab Podcasts. Now, without any further ado, let's head back courtside at the Hangar with Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much once again, Joe, and good evening, everyone, from the Bomber Gymnasium here on the campus of Mount Tomah High School Career Academies. Again, this is a senior night. Mount Tomah playing their last home game of the year as they are taking on the Lions of Searcy. Before we talk about this boys matchup, I did want to real quickly mention, I had mentioned earlier that Jonesboro beat Nelton. I also received word that Jonesboro's girls beat Nelton. I also received word in 5A East girls action that Greene County Tech has upset West Memphis tonight. That is a big surprise there. So with that, Mountain Home is now in a three-way tie for first place in the 5A East with the Lady Raiders and the Lady Blue Devils. This is a big win. Mountain Home would still need to beat West Memphis by at least 3 points on Friday for them to get the one seed next week in the Class 5A state tournament. As for this boys matchup, but now both these boys teams are already eliminated from postseason contention. Mount Tomah and Searcy currently tied for fifth in the 5A East, and they cannot catch any of the four teams that are above them. Those four teams have already clinched the state tournament bid, including West Memphis, Greene County Tech, Jonesboro, and Marion. Mount Tomah currently 14-11 overall, again 5-7 in the conference play. The Bombers coming off a double overtime win this past Friday night over Nelton at Jonesboro, 62-58. This Searcy ball club right now is 10-14 overall and 5-7 in conference play. The Lions fell to Jonesboro this past Friday night, 79-71. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Searcy in this boys matchup on senior night. You're listening to the Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Products are issued by WebBank. Member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 6767 when applying. Avant.com, code 6767. That's Avant.com, code 6767.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers & Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers & Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We welcome you back to the Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Matt Tom is getting ready to take the floor on the Hangar for the final time this season. Matt Tom is getting ready to take on Searcy tonight. Take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. First off, Searcy and their Road Blacks, coached by Wayne Heron. They'll be going with Freddie Hicks, a 6'4 senior. Another senior, Griffin Love, standing at 6'1. One junior, Landon Hambrick at 5'11. And two sophomores round out the starting lineup, Braden Watson at 5'10", and Cameron Hicks at 6'3". Excuse me. For Mountain Home, they'll be going with an all-senior starting lineup tonight for this senior night. They will be going with Liam Russell standing at 6'6", Abe Crawford at 6', Satch Harris at 5'11", Dylan Pausch at 6', and Adam Sorrell at 5'11". So that's going to wrap up the Bombers pregame show. We'll get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mountain Home and Searcy coming up next. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.